Welcome to the JOTA Weekend edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News and your gateway to what is happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to a dedicated team of DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group HF Relays 1.862 by yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 14130 by Any Takers, and 28525 by Ross, VK7ALH. And locally in Hobart on UHF Channel 24 and HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, by Mark, VK7FMAC. So, missed it live? Well, catch our replay on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the Northern Tasmania and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in the South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And we start off with Moana Hamfest. The Moana Hamfest returns on Saturday the 15th of November 2025 at the Moana Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Come along for gear sales, radio displays, suppliers on sites. We will be selling saveloys, sausages and burgers, as well as tea and coffee and soft drink. Come and have a friendly catch-up. There will be stands by Alara, Sota, Pota, Worldwide Flora and Fauna and Entark. Entry is just $5 and there will be lucky door prizes, and yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Don't miss the return of the Moana Hamfest. Mark it in your calendar now. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. And WWFF, Sota, Pota and IOTA, well, the weekly wrap-up. Want to learn more about WWFF, Pota and Sota? Well, next month, Andrew, VK7DW and Matt, VK7MAT, will be setting up at the Moana Hamfest, showcasing plenty of information, gear and tips to help you get started with portable operation. Be sure to stop by, have a chat and say good day. Only one VK7 activation took place this last week, and that was Matt, VK7MAT, heading out to the Mole Creek Karst National Park. Despite some less than ideal weather, Matt managed to log 28 contacts, including 9 park-to-park QSOs. Hope to catch you on the air soon. 73 from Matt, VK7, Mike Alpha Tango. And statewide SSTV nights, another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, EV, AX, ZGK, ZAB, ZCF, OO and TW, all sharing over 40 photos. The main themes were a Reest Open Day, cars and a series of classic Holdens and a BMW 2002 Turbo, a Lindenblad antenna assembly from custom 3D printed core components that was presented at the last Entark Club Rooms Technical Night, drinking whiskey if you had a bad week or for personal reasons. Other highlights were a radio checkpoint from the recent Baker's Beach equine ride, from the UK visit Heathrow Airport Terminal 3 and the Greenwich Time Service Facility, a vintage Telefunken radio station, a long spirited tale, hi-hi, from the packaged doll series of a bunch of useless cables, a caricature of a well-known Tasmanian amateur, and a welcome to the Tasmanian SSTV net. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7 engaged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. And please note Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites, allowing anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both North and South Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the Entark website under blogs. And that all comes 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. And QSL News, the Inwards QSL Bureau, information and the current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 18th of October is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held in the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out or deliver them on an opportunity basis. Email to Westyh, that's Westyh, at ozemail, ozemail.com.au. 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the north. SOTA WWFF Parks Group and the Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, and users of VK7RAA 2-meter repeater on Mount Arthur, please note that due to the ongoing problems with the squelch opening, it has been decided to implement tone access. This will require your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone of 123.0 Hz on your transmissions. This change will be implemented in the near future, dependent on the weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. And at the last Clubroom's technical night, Andre VK7ZAB had some printouts of whisper data and maps of a station received earlier that day on the 10-metre band by VK7TAZ and VK7OscarOscar. Its station ID was ESVERZ, initially assumed to be New Zealand, except its grid square was for Northern Tasmania. A quick search of the net revealed that the Pico balloon launched back on the 16th of August, but from New Zealand. It was in fact launched from South Africa, still circling the Earth after more than 60 days. The flight path was from west to east over Tasmania, assisted by the Roaring Forties. It presented a strong signal, received signal from only a 20 milliwatt transmitter. After last week's general meeting, Andre VK7ZAB displays his latest SSTV photo decodes from the ARIS for the 2025 World Space Week, which celebrates another centenary of Sputnik 1's launch on the 4th of October 1957. Apart from having some nearly noise-free pictures from the International Space Station, was low on the horizon. Andre was able to display the same image that was decoded simultaneously on two receivers. One radio was connected to a 5/8 vertical antenna and the other connected to a 1/4 vertical antenna, and both were relatively close together, giving the same sky capture window. It was interesting to see the differences in the picture noise bands between the two decodes, which was dependent on the flight path of the ISS for that pass. Inevitably, the discussion turned to antenna types, ending up with a suggestion from Lionel VK7ZLB that Colin VK7ZCF should have looked at the Lindenblad antenna. The Lindenblad antenna is a type of circular polarized omnidirectional antenna which consists of four dipole elements arranged in a circle, each tilted at 30 degrees from the horizon. The horizontal, creating a radiation pattern that is ideal for accessing satellites. This antenna is particularly useful as it can handle both horizontal and vertical polarizations, making it very versatile. Colin based his version on the published by Anthony Montero, AA2TX, in QST August 2007. And you are listening to VK7 Whisky India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And move forward 7 days to our technical night. Colin turned up with his work-in-progress antenna. We were expecting the usual amateur radio operators mashup to test the concept before it goes into the refinement stage, if ever high. But Colin had started removing a heap of parts from his bag and started assembling the antenna. The difference being all the structural parts were either 3D printed or fiberglass rod. The centre of the dipole had a 3D printed enclosure. The feed hole into the enclosure allowed for a ferrite core to be inserted, followed by the 3D printed coupling ring reducer that accepted the hollow fiberglass support rod. The coaxial cable then passed through the centre of all these parts. The rod from the four dipoles are then connected into the 3D printed central hub and mounting adapter. In less than a week, he had designed his own dipole centre enclosures and main hub enclosures and adapters, as well as converting the design for 3D printing and printing all the parts. Evidently, the main hub enclosure took about 10 hours to print. Just for good measure, Colin also designed and printed a pole mounting assembly where the feeder coaxial cable and connector would fit up the centre, allowing for it to be mounted directly onto a hollow pole and attached to the main hub. I think that's a pretty amazing achievement, especially considering the time frame. To do it justice, check out the pictures on the NTARC website. And hopefully next time we will see this project. The dipoles will all be coaxially cabled to the central main hub feed connector and will be ready for testing. I wouldn't be surprised if we see this at the NTARC table at Myenna this year, probably along with many other examples of Colin's handiwork. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And now we move to up-and-coming events. On-air test and technical net sessions every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m, and your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey. And Clubroom Technical Nights, the next session will be this Wednesday, the 29th of October, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms, time from 10 a.m. until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. And the Tassie Hamicon 2026. And we have commenced the planning for the November 2026 Tassie Hamicon Conference and are looking for motivated, positive and future-focused individuals who are interested in helping us out form up the main theme and possible presentations program for our November 2026 event. If you think you fit the bill, then email vk7tw@wia.org.au and we will be in touch. 73 from the Tassie Hamicon organisers. And microwave news, 10 years of the 23-centimetre QSO party. Now, nearly 10 years ago, a few Hobart stations started dusting off rigs and pointing quirky 23-centimetre homebrew antennas towards Mount Wellington, just to see what happened. At the Reist barbecue between sausages and signal reports, someone tossed out a simple idea: run a 23-centimetre QSO party straight after the Sunday broadcast, use it to test coverage, compare notes and nudge everyone to lift their game on antennas and systems. Challenge accepted. And on Sunday, 6th of December 2015, Murray VK7ZMS hauled gear up to Kunani Mount Wellington and took the helm as the first control station FM on 1294 MHz. Generally horizontally polarised and plenty of curiosity, 3 days later at the DATV night, on the 9th of December, the debrief was clear. It worked, it was fun, and it deserved to keep going. The plan formed. Aimed beams at the mountain each Sunday and make it a habit. Stations with 23-centimetre gear dragged it out of cupboards, warmed it up and joined the net. The inaugural report reads like a roll call of early adopters. VK7, ZMS, MO, BEN, KAJ, ZL, OO, with a surprise cameo from the north with VK7JG. Receive only at first were VK7TW and HRS. But the next week, there were 9 stations up, plus a new voice, Danny VK7HDM. The only hiccup, our control operator Murray was off on essential duties. His daughter's birthday took priority, and quite right too. Fast forward to today, and a little post-broadcast experiment has grown into a community. We now count well over 50 23-centimetre capable operators in the south alone, and many more across the north and northwest. The net has mapped paths, sparked builds, and quietly raised the bar for what's possible on 23 centimetres in VK7. Which brings us to the milestone. On the 6th of December 2025, the 23-centimetre QSO party turns 10. To keep the tradition of the Sunday net, the celebration will be on Sunday the 7th of December 2025. So mark your diaries, change your batteries, check your feed lines, and swing those beams towards Mount Wellington. 10 years of voices on a centimetre band that wasn't supposed to be an everyday here. Turns out it is. Here's to the next decade on 23 centimetres. And that was written originally by Rex VK7MO and adapted by Arthur Inglis and sourced from the Reist website. And Wednesday Experimenters Group, or the WEGS. Last Wednesday night, we had a diverse range of subjects, starting with a little Pico balloon, which was mentioned earlier. Launched by the Eden Radio Club in August, the call sign ZS1ERZ, and it has been 61 days aloft, using the 10-metre band and 20 milliwatts, and is solar-powered. And thanks to Andre VK7ZAB for pointing out this wonderful Pico balloon. We then moved to the latest crowdsourcing news and the Kraken RF Discovery Drive. Then thanks to Andrew Elwell for pointing us at a scary paper about many satellite IP links being open and unencrypted. The paper, titled Don't Look Up, There Are Sensitive Internal Links on the Clear in Geosatellites, exposing alarming vulnerabilities in geostationary satellite communications. We then moved to some experimentation with a capacitive hat replacement on a 160-metre short vertical, and the latest AR magazine features VK7 throughout it, and we ran through the pages. Finishing off with some electromechanical wonderment with a demo of a uniselector, and finally we had a space weather report, training and assessment updates, and finished with future events. Now please note, this Wednesday night, it will be a social gathering only, with no DATV broadcast from the studio. On the Wednesday night, people start arriving around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, drinking, talking, and serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And this is VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And November Presentation Night, Perspectives on Australian Broadcast Radio. Phil Tyson from the Sound Preservation Association of Tasmania, or SPAT, will be giving us a visual and audio presentation on the history of commercial broadcast radio. This presentation was originally put together by the ALARA meet back in November 2023 and was a fantastic insight into early commercial broadcast radio with a focus on the women involved. There were so many great comments about the presentation that we managed to get Phil back to give us an updated presentation. And please note, this presentation will only be presented in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and will not be streamed or recorded. So see you there, from the Rees Committee. And November Forum Night, the Forum Night EMR Quiz Night, following the hit September session with Phil VK2ASD and yours truly Justin VK7TW on how to assess electromagnetic radiation safety from your transmitting antennas, it's time to put your knowledge to the test. Think you know your exclusion zones from your field strengths? Can you decode duty cycles faster than FT8? Time to break into teams, battle it out over some buzzworthy EMR quiz questions and win some great prizes. Whether you were at the September session or not, this is your chance to learn, laugh and level up your RF safety smarts in a fun and interactive night. Quiz, learn and win. Wednesday the 12th of November 2025 from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. See you there or on site or online from the Reist Committee. And our December event, which is the Reist End of Year Sausage Sizzle Barbecue. And it's time to fire up our brand spanking new barbecue and celebrate another year with Reist. Join us at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms for a relaxed lunch and evening of food, laughter and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true Reist style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. The WAGs from 12 noon for lunch and early banter. And the WEGs from 6pm for the Twilight Feast and Tall Tales. Come along, grab a snag and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour and maybe a story or two from the shack. When Wednesday the 3rd of December 2025, see you there from the Reist Committee. And a Reist Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Well, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. And the key dates, Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months with the next one on the 25th of October 2025. The Standard Advanced and Regulations Assessment held every in the alternate months, and the next one is the 29th of November 2025. Now, we've added the 2026 Training and Assessment Days, so stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? You can email reist.assessor@gmail.com. And your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. If you're coming along to the next assessment day, you need to let Reg know ASAP and we will, as we have to get assessment packs together. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos. They are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist and practice makes perfect. So prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And technology news, microwave weapon downs 49 drones in a single blast. In a demonstration not so much of marksmanship, but more of the advantages of microwaves, an Epirus Leonidas directed energy high power microwave or HPM anti-drone weapon has knocked 49 uncrewed aerial vehicles or UAVs out of the air in one shot. Two things that make drones particularly concerning is that they are small enough to appear from unexpected corners of the sky, they are cheap enough that they can be deployed in huge numbers, and in fact, they are so cheap that they pose not only a military threat, but a serious hazard to civilian aviation from individuals who are irresponsible, mischievous, or just oblivious. This is the reason there are so many different types of anti-drone weapons. Each have their advantages and disadvantages, with none providing a one-size-fits-all panacea. Instead, each needs to be fitted to a particular scenario or deployed as played out as a layered defense strategy. One countermeasure is the use of weapons like Leonidas, which, named after the Spartan king who held off the Persian invasion, with the vastly inferior force of the Battle of Thermopylae, Leonidas is one of the family of weapons based on using long-pulse microwave beams to burn out the electronics of small drones. The idea isn't new, but Epirus has improved on previous iterations by using gallium nitride semiconductors to generate microwaves instead of fragile, power-hungry magnetron vacuum tubes. These allow for smaller, more durable, and more mobile systems that use less power. In addition, Leonidas is software-driven and can tailor its waveform for optimal effect. It is safe to use around humans who may be in the field of fire, and the present system has twice the range of the 2022 version. But the core feature is its one-to-many capability that gives it operational flexibility to handle a variety of scenarios. For example, it can strike against targets with precision to take out hostile drones while avoiding collateral damage, being programmed to set up no-fly zones with safety corridors to take out hostiles while allowing friendlies to pass, sustain continuous fire without overheating, and take down swarms in one go. On August the 26th, 2025, in front of an invitation-only audience at Cape Atterbury in Indiana, Leonidas took part in a live fire exercise in which it disabled 61 drones with 100% success. This included knocking out two groups of three drones approaching without warning the opposite direction, targeting one of two drones selected by an audience member before disabling the second one, and intercepting and dropping a single drone into a predetermined safe zone. Then came the party piece. It took on over four dozen drones at once, dropping them out of the sky simultaneously with a single pulse. This may not seem like much in words, but a video provided by the company has a lot suddenly crashing like someone has just cut their strings. "This is a watershed moment for Epirus," said Adrian Lowry, who was the CEO. "We believe showcasing our weaponized electromagnetic interference is the most effective way to communicate that Leonidas is the only mission-capable counter-swarm solution for a one-to-many flight. Those who joined us witnessed this firsthand as 61 drones went up and 61 went down." And that was written by David Sondi from the Atlas Web eZine. The VK7 events, Reese, the 5th of November, Perspectives of Australian Broadcast Radio with Phil Tyson from SPAT from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms, live only. Reese, the 12th of November, EMR Safety Quiz. VK7, 15th of November, the Myena Hamfest. Wyson, the 15th and 16th of November, the Scout Clark Trophy. Reese, the 3rd of December, end of year barbecue from noon and 6 p.m. And Reese, 7th of December, the 23-centimetre QSO party 10th birthday. And a reminder for those rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader of VK7FRN, repeaters Reese Entark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres, VK7TW, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. And a big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week, and if you missed the live transmission, please remember you can catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Have you got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com from Friday the 9 p.m. And you can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7, A Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73 good DX and a great week ahead.